little bit after 6 o'clock on a Monday night, Monday, July 9th. And I remember what it was I wanted to, when I wanted to throw by you. I don't think I put it on the list.
What was it?
First of all, welcome to the show. It's Eric Chase, Jordan Tomase. See?
You did it right. Good job. Thanks.
For BCSN is here to talk about lots and lots of things. I remember what it was, and I don't think I put it on your list of things that we could talk about, but do you know what a week from today is? July 16th?
No, what's that?
It's Amazon Prime Day.
Oh my gosh. Actually, yeah. Somebody was just talking about that with me. Do you have stuff on your list you want to buy?
I don't, but I did see something today that there's like pre-Prime Day stuff.
What's pre-Prime Day?
Like, shit's on sale now? Hold on, I'll pull it up here quickly.
I hate it when they do that. They do that for Black Friday, too. They'll be like, get it right now. It's like, well, what's the point to waiting then to the day, you know, if you get everything for the on sale?
Because we're all impatient.
We are.
Are you a Prime member?
My dad is. Okay. I just mooch off of my dad's account, okay. So.
I don't use the purchasing as much as I do watch the shows. There's good shows on Prime.
Oh, yeah. I don't watch any shows on there. I just buy stuff.
There's good shows. You should check out Prime.
I should.
It's like a whole nother Hulu or Netflix.
Is it? So it's basically for free if you have Prime? Oh, my gosh. I will check that out.
And
I didn't know that.
I'm trying to think. Like, when I think of Handmaid's Tale, that's exclusive to Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you would think was exclusive to Netflix.
Right.
I can't think of an exclusive show on Prime that everybody talks about, but there are good shows.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah, kind of like Orange is the New Black, just for Netflix.
Yep.
And,
Yeah. There's a trailer out for that today, by the way.
Are you a fan?
No.
Neither am I. I started watching it like the first season the other day, and I'm like, I just can't get into this. I want to, but...
I know trailer's out today, and people are excited for that. Here's the Prime Day stuff. Prime Day launches. Members can shop new exclusive items, blah, blah, blah. Save $100 on an Echo show. Save big on Amazon brands. 25, and I guess this is all now, 25% off furniture and decor from Reveille and Stone and Beam.
That sounds fancy.
20% off Amazon basics, including home, travel, and kitchen items and more. And 30% off everyday essentials from Presto, Mama Bear, and Salimo.
So every day there's kind of like new deals for certain departments?
I guess. This is all, like, it's funny. They're marketing and promoting in the lead up to the actual day.
Right.
Now, here's the stuff that we were kind of just talking about. Save up to 50% on Prime Video. If I'm looking for a movie...
Mm-hmm.
Or I want to find a movie that I want to buy or rent, I usually go to the PlayStation store.
Okay.
And then I bounce back over to Amazon Prime because sometimes there's a small price difference. But on Prime, the TV network, you can buy things, rent things.
Oh, that's so neat.
I think I bought, the last thing I bought for a big deal was the 3 Batman movies for like $15.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that is a good deal. First time Amazon Music Unlimited users can enjoy 4 months of the premium on-demand service with tens of millions of songs for just 99 cents.
Ooh.
So it's their competitor to like
Spotify
and Apple Music.
Huh. Amazon just has everything.
Right.
It's so crazy.
Do you read books?
Sometimes. Right. Do you read books?
I do, but I don't use the Kindle stuff. I use iBooks.
I like a real book in my hands, so I can't stare at a screen all day.
Do you do audiobooks?
No, I never have. I feel like I wouldn't, like, I know a lot of friends that do that when they work out or when they drive, and I feel like I would just not pay attention.
Yeah, I could do it maybe when I drive, but not when I work out.
Right.
Because there's Audible, the audiobook.
Maybe I'll look into that and I'll try it.
Yeah, that's the neat thing about Amazon and Prime. You think about just the free shipping and the deals, but there's so much other stuff that's baked into like Amazon and Prime. Like I got the music app and I don't pay for it. I just have the free version because there's a lot of stuff on there. Like I'll look up a song and go, I'm going to listen to some Weekend songs right now. And they're there as opposed to, because I don't pay for any other services.
Right.
And it's like old school where I can just pick songs. Mm-hmm. They're either there and they're free or they're not.
Yeah. Huh. I'll have to check it out
there
then.
You go. Get your debit card ready.
Oh gosh, no. That's something I don't need. Like I was just on Target earlier.com and I just bought things that I don't need. Tons of pointless things. So.
Do you ever drink a little bit and go on Amazon?
I have, yeah. And I bought like home decor and like pillows. I'm like, I don't need any more throw pillows. But at the time, I really needed them. They looked good.
Right.
So, do you?
I do. And the dumbest thing I ever bought on Amazon Prime was I was doing some nerding as usual.
Oh,
and I was
gosh.
Watching a Star Trek episode.
Oh my gosh.
So obviously everything's in the future.
Right.
But they're playing darts.
And you just had to have a dart set.
Had to have a dart board.
Hey, darts are fun though. I like that.
They can, and I'm like, you know what? I bet there's like a dart board for like $20 on Amazon. 3 days later, I had like a $12 dart board. Like,
see, classic. Even cheaper than you expected.
Right. So that not expensive by any means, but the dumbest thing. And people get a kick out of that story.
How many times have you used it?
4.
Oh, you kind of got your money's worth, right?
It looks good in my bedroom where it is, and it's more decorative than it is useful.
More wall decor. Okay, I get
it. Yeah. You mentioned Target.
Yes.
And I posted something on the Q105 Facebook page yesterday, and I was thinking, like, what's a place besides Target where you go, I'm going to go in here, and I'm going to get this, and this, and that's it, but it never works out that way.
Home Goods, TJ Maxx, Marshall, all those stores. I will go in for, like, candles, and I'll come out with, like, body wash, makeup, just random things that I don't need, cooking supplies. I don't even cook. I'll be like, I really need the spatula.
Right.
It's really cute.
You never know when you're going to, like, somebody's going to go, does anybody have a spatula?
And I'll be like, I'm ready. I'm here. I have one.
So wait, Home Goods, Marshall's, TJ Maxx. Mm-hmm. Do we have a Ross anywhere?
I don't think so.
Okay, is like TJ Maxx.
We need one then, clearly.
Yeah. A lot of people posted Costco.
Oh, you know what? That's good. My dad does that all the time. He'll come into Costco and just bring home the most random things.
Okay.
So that's a really good one.
Yeah, I'm not a Costco shopper because I don't need all the quantity.
Oh, it's amazing though. You should just get a membership. Like, you're so happy when you just walk in. And they have really good food and it's like Disney World kind of.
It's like Disney World for
it really is. For adults.
For like suburban white people.
Yes.
What else did people post? Some people put Kroger on there, and I didn't want to be a dick, but I was like, that shouldn't count. Like, because you're buying food and you need food, right?
No, there's like, they're called like Miracle Mile Krogers or something like that. I don't know. Big Krogers that have like Jupe Mode sells their shirts there.
Oh, okay.
And everything. And they'll have like clothes. And
like
it's kind of like a Meijer marketplace.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's one in Holland on Airport.
Yep.
There's one on 20 on the Perrysburg side, and I think there's one more. So, okay, that makes sense now, because I'm like,
right.
It's not an impulse buy if you wind up eating it soon, but okay,
right.
That makes sense. Kirkland's, do you know what that is?
Oh my gosh, the home decor store, yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking of, like, Costco has a Kirkland's brand of food, so that's why I thought of that. I'm like, well, that's really random, but yes, Kirkland's is magical. Have you ever been there?
I have.
What do you think of it?
I love it. And
it's so nice.
I used to occasionally go into Pier 1, and then I'd go and be like, that's great, you suck me in with the sales sign, but I still can't afford anything in
Everything's
here.
Everything's so expensive, but Kirkland's is like the cheaper version
of
Pier 1.
And it doesn't feel Walmart-ish in any way, shape, or form.
It's like, it's just so cute inside, and it smells so good, too.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I think I need to go there after
this,
thanks.
The people are really nice in there.
They are.
Some people had posted on the Facebook post, they responded with Pier 1. I'm like, well, you either don't know about Kirkland's,
right,
or you're just loaded with cash.
Right. I mean, I would like to be those people that shop at Pier 1 someday. That's a life goal.
Right.
Maybe
someday.
And you make
impulse buys there?
Right, that's crazy.
Nice to be rich.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, did anybody else, are there any others? I didn't know that we had one of these, but apparently there's one like on Alexis and Lewis, Ollie's.
I've never heard of that. What is it?
I guess, and I haven't been to one of these for a while, but I would say the closest comparison would be like Big Lots. Like, they have, I guess it's like a scaled down Meijer. They have everything.
That's so cool. I'm going to have to check that out because I do love Big Lots. You can find good gems in there.
When I was looking for some new furniture, people were suggesting I go there.
Yes, they have really good furniture there.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, yeah, that Ollie's, I remember the best purchase I ever got there. I use a lot of olive oil for salads and cooking, and I got a giant bottle, like that big. And I remember I was bragging to my mom, and I was like, Mom, it's like that big. And it was like $7.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. Look at you.
Weird things.
Isn't it funny when you find good deals, you just want to tell the world. You're like, look at what I got. $7.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
all right. I figured you'd be... So you were right on Home Goods too. I was in there yesterday.
Yes.
I was like, walk out. Walk out.
So amazing. I just want to redecorate my whole apartment every day when I go in there. I'm like, oh, I need this.
Yeah. It's like, you don't need it, but...
Right.
It's on sale.
I know. It's like, you have to get it then. You can't just waste it.
I walked out of Home Goods yesterday with 3 new candles and a stuffed Spider-Man.
See, it's just, you can just find the most random things there. Yeah. It's amazing.
I know
my boyfriend has like no decor in his house, and I'm like, please, just let me decorate it. Home Goods is so amazing. He's like, no, I don't need to. I'm like, you're killing me.
Right. he'll get there.
Eventually.
He'll get there one day.
Hopefully.
Oh, another place some of the people mentioned was IKEA.
I've never been, but I heard it's amazing. I heard they have really good food there.
People go, like, the Swedish meatballs are the thing. They have a neat little food court, and the meatballs are what people like.
Right. So do you, I don't get it, I guess, because I've never been there. So do you, like, plan your day to eat there? Is it that big?
Yeah.
Where this is, like, a whole day event to go into IKEA?
Yeah, at least, like a half. Like, if you're going to go first thing in the morning, you're going to be, if you go when they open at 10, you should be there, like, well past lunchtime. And I don't think you can impulse, I wouldn't call it impulse buys at IKEA. I mean, maybe, because the point is going there to...
You have like a plan normally.
Your plan is to impulse buy, because the thing is, the furniture is pretty inexpensive, and I guess it's made better than the reputation it used to have. Like, they used to call it like one move furniture.
After
you moved once, it was going to bust.
Oh no.
It's better now, but they have like a lot of like little impulse things. Like, you'll buy a nice sized chest or a drawer or something, and then you're like, well, wait a second, I can get this to go on top of that, and then I can get this kind of decorative piece, and then before you know it, like, this $29 thing that you're really excited about turns into like a $50-something endeavor, and you spend hundreds of dollars in there.
Don't you have to like put together everything yourself, and it's such a pain?
Yeah, because there are strange oversized stick figures trying to help you put it together, and it's not in English. There's no, I don't think there's any words.
Oh,
it's drawings.
So it's just just drawings, and you have to guess. Yep. Oh no.
One time I got a mid-size chest because I was like, damn, I got the little night table. I knocked it out. Good for me. And I was like, let me go up a size. And I did, and I put a piece on inside out.
No.
And I tried and I tried, and maybe I could have tried harder, but I wound up throwing it away because I couldn't backwards.
Do it.
There was no undo.
You know what? There should be somebody who's really handy should start like their own business for people who buy IKEA stuff and is either too lazy or doesn't know how to put it together, and they'll just do it for you.
For as long as IKEA has been running this business model, I can't believe there's not somebody already out there.
I know. We should start it, but I'm not good at building stuff
or
putting anything together. So
you should, you know, we have an IKEA 40 minutes away.
Oh yeah, isn't it in Ann Arbor?
It's near there, Canton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's literally two roads, 75 to 275, and it's right off the exit.
Well, that's easy.
You should tell your boyfriend that, hey, would he go to IKEA?
I think so. I don't see why not. I mean, I don't think he needs anything, but go for the experience.
It sounds like he needs a lot of stuff.
He needs tons of home decor.
maybe he'll see stuff that he likes. I mean,
it's
modern. It's simple.
Right.
The colors are pretty basic.
Mm-hmm. So it'll match with anything.
Yes.
So we just can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try and get him to go this weekend. I'll be like, babe, Sunday, we have nothing to do. Let's take a little road trip, make a day out of it, have lunch there.
Yep. And then if you want, you can dart out to Ann Arbor and like go to Trader Joe's or Whole Foods and then come down.
I want to go to Trader Joe's so bad.
Never been?
No, I heard it's amazing.
I think if you ask people who have been, and I'm one of them, I'd much rather have a Trader Joe's here than a Whole Foods.
Yes, that's what everybody says. Everyone says it's so amazing and inexpensive, and they have really good and healthy foods there.
Yeah.
And I want it so bad.
Yeah,
but.
And it's inexpensive. There's lots of great options. It's healthy. Like, there's, for almost anything I've ever looked for in that store, there's like a no salt or a low sodium choice for chips and everything you can imagine.
Why don't we have one in Toledo? Where can we like start a petition to get one? Is there
I don't know.
Thing to do that?
I don't know. from the moment I moved here in the beginning of 2013, there was always rumors that Trader Joe's was going to be somewhere downtown, and there would be plenty of places for it.
Right. It would do so well here.
Yeah.
And aren't we supposed to get a Whole Foods? Or wasn't there talk about that?
Well, it's supposed to be in like the little C-Core Center where Orange Theory is and Fusion.
Okay, yeah.
That was supposed to be the anchor of that shopping center.
That would be smart.
I just saw something in the city paper today that little shopping center has announced that the Whole Foods will finally be open next year. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, right. That's going to take forever. It'll be next year. They'll be like, you know, 2 more years from now, and they'll just keep us waiting.
And it's like a Walmart Whole Foods. It's called Whole Foods 365.
Oh.
It's not like...
It's like a knockoff version, basically.
Kind of. It's like their convenience store version of Whole Foods.
I mean, that's cool, because I feel like Whole Foods is really expensive.
It is.
So this is nice to kind of get the middle ground of it.
Or we could just have our third Trader Joe's by now.
We could. I know. This is so sad. Maybe I will have to make that trip.
Where were you when you... Are you interested at all about this Bieber story?
I'm totally interested.
Okay.
I'm just shook by this. This is crazy. Do you know what that word means?
I know what that means.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Not that
Some
old.
People don't know, yeah. So I feel like I have to explain it. But, so, according to Page Six, that Hailey Baldwin's diamond is 6 carats, and it's over $400,000.
He's got that. I'm not mad about any of this.
No, neither am I. I'm all for it. I think that's amazing. I mean, you know what? If you're young and in love, you might as well.
He's 24.
Yeah.
She's 21.
It's not weird.
He's got that kind of money.
Might as well.
I guess he had planned it. She was a little surprised, and they were both happy. And
it was in the Bahamas. How cute.
Baker's Bay? Is that the Bahamas?
Yeah, Baker's Bay. Okay. Uh-huh.
They were nice to people around them. And
so cute. And so, I feel like she's really good for him. I don't even really know
her.
He's
laid low.
Right, and that's what you need. I mean, I feel like he's kind of, I don't know, he's been off the charts a couple of times, but I feel like, yeah, ever since he's been with her, he's been just chilling, hanging out, and they seem happy. So
the first thing I thought was, what about Selena?
Ugh.
Like, has she finally moved on? And I know she put up an Instagram post of her. Did you see it?
Yeah, she was like out in a bikini with her friend on a boat or something, just living her life.
It wasn't any kind of, like, there was no shade. It was just like,
no.
I'm good.
Right. Which I think is good that she did, because I think people were probably wondering, like, if she'd be upset or if she'd go off the deep end. But, you know, I mean, they didn't work out, so you just got to move on, and good for him.
And I think you're right. She's the right, like, Hailey Baldwin is the right kind of girl for Justin. Maybe he's calmed down. Maybe he'll always be a little bit of a wild child.
Right.
And we talked about this before. Selena Gomez has a lousy picker.
Like, she does, yeah. She sucks at picking guys.
I think she needs to be with a certain kind of guy, but she keeps wanting to be with others, and she keeps making the same mistake.
But she could be a bad influence, too, and we don't even know. You know what I mean? Because she could just cover it up and, you know, make her PR look really good, and she could be just as bad as Justin was to her, and we don't really see that side of it.
Shawn Mendes was with Hailey Baldwin, right?
Met Ball.
Yeah.
Or Met Gala, I'm sorry.
And
yeah.
She scrubbed him off her Instagram.
Did she? I didn't even notice that. Good for her. Well, because I thought they were dating, and then he came out and said, oh, no, we're just friends. And I was like, ooh, that was a burn right there. So I would be mad if I was her.
Well, maybe they were, because people think that the Justin thing came out of nowhere, but apparently, like, he and Hailey Baldwin have not been dating, but been quite close and building this relationship for like 3 years.
Yeah, they've been friends for a while, from what I've read and I've seen in the past. So I don't think it's that weird that they got engaged so quickly.
Right, me neither.
Right, and you know what's funny is Justin and Ariana have the same manager, Scooter
Braun.
Yeah, and everyone kind of thinks that's crazy that she just got engaged so quickly, and then so did he. And they're like, "What is he behind something?" But I mean, who knows?
Maybe he's offering advice.
Right,
but. And I guess they both, didn't we find out that Ariana Grande knew Pete Davidson for a lot longer than we thought?
Yes, yes.
So.
But I mean, you know what? It's better than them being out doing drugs or promoting other things. They're promoting commitment, which I feel like is what people need nowadays.
I think it's like we all doubt that the commitment will last.
I think it will. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Do you know?
I love love. I think it'll last.
Fair enough. And so maybe Shawn Mendes wasn't lying. He was like, we're not dating. We're just friends, because he knew that Justin might have been on the perimeter.
Yeah.
And didn't. So maybe now since he seems like the kind of girl Selena should be with.
Oh my
He should get with. Maybe she needs to realize, like, I just need a good dude, and he seems like that.
He does. He seems so just well-rounded and put together. We should just tweet at both of them and just say, hey, you guys, get together. They'll listen to us, obviously.
But I'm sure we're way behind. People have already done that.
I know. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I wonder if there's probably tons of relationships that we don't know about. What if they've already gotten together before and it hasn't worked out? We just don't know.
Maybe.
Crazy.
Do you know who Haley Baldwin's dad is?
Isn't Stephen Baldwin the actor?
Do you know much about like the Baldwin group?
Just Alec.
Right.
Or Alex Baldwin, and that's mainly it. Okay. I meant to look up her dad earlier, but I really didn't.
If I'm not mistaken, of all the Baldwins, he was, I don't want to say the black sheep, but I think he was like the wild child.
Was he?
And I wonder if she sees some of her dad, who I think she has a good relationship with. I don't know otherwise.
Right.
If we were good at this, we'd look this shit up.
I know. Beforehand, we'll be prepared.
I wonder if she looks at Justin and sees some of her dad in him, and that's why there's a connection.
That could be it. I mean, typically, don't they say, like, the person you date reminds you of your dad or your mom? Which is kind of weird if you think about it, but they have the same qualities, so that could be it.
Yep.
Her dad confirmed it on Twitter, but then deleted it, too. So,
I mean, it's all but confirmed. I mean,
I've seen the ring. It's beautiful. Right. She's definitely rocking it and wearing it. I would, too, if I had a ring that big.
It was like when LeBron announced that Sunday he was going to the Lakers. He couldn't sign yet, but he wasn't going to back out.
Right.
So, I'm going to get your take on you looking into Stephen Baldwin a little bit.
I'm going to after this.
Like, we're not talking about the guy who was in mega blockbusters like Alec Baldwin, and I think there's another one as well.
Well, isn't Alec Baldwin kind of not loopy, but isn't he a little hot-headed too?
Yeah.
Because I remember I was listening to the radio in the morning, and they were talking about how he called his daughter like a pig or something. That's all I remember.
He left like this violent. This is Muslim in like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He left like this violent voicemail, like, stay in the house, stop dating that guy. So he's had a temper,
right?
But
I feel like he's turned it around. He's dating some yoga, or no, he's married to some yoga instructor, past yoga instructor, and he was amazing on 30 Rock, so.
But he was the one who's been the biggest star, and Stephen always, like, was on the perimeter. Never had, so far as I can remember, like, any big hit movies, no TV shows. He was just, like, the other Baldwin brother, and I think there's another one.
Kind of like the Beyonce and Solange. Yeah, see, I don't even know her name. She's kind of famous, but not like her sister.
It'd be more like Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. Like,
oh, okay.
The third girl. Like, she was talented, but she wasn't even Kelly Rowland. Mm-mm. So kind of like that.
Yeah.
But I'm
poor Stephen.
He has seemingly avoided any kind of police blotter the last couple of years.
And that's good. So.
Yeah, and the last batch of music he gave us was really good. Right? Mm-hmm. So things are going in a good direction for
him. Right, yeah. I love me some Biebs.
What else did I send your way? Oh, what's the best thing that you did over the weekend?
The best thing I did? I feel like I had such a long week because after the 4th, I just took off the rest of the week because we went to my boyfriend's family's house. They live in Marblehead.
Okay.
So we went on their boat and we went out on the lake, which was a lot of fun. And then my brother-in-law was
Marblehead.
In town. Yes. Like, kind of Put-in Bay area-ish, all that. Yeah, Sandusky. It was a lot of fun, and it was beautiful weather. And then my sister-in-law were in town from Florida with my nephew.
Okay.
So then I hung out with them, and that's really it. I had a wedding, went to that.
Where does your brother live?
He lives in Florida.
Where
Naples,
at?
Florida.
Naples? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long has he been there?
Oh, man, forever. So long.
How does he feel coming back, and how does he compare the two places? Because I know we have a lake.
Right.
I know there's some really nice places in the lake, but to me, it's no substitute for the ocean.
I mean, they love Florida, and they think Ohio's cold, so even if it's like 60, they'll be like, oh, it's so cold here. And we're like, it's so warm. We're in shorts and everything. But I mean, even though they live in Florida, and they're like an hour away from the beach and the ocean, they never go, just because it's just right there.
It's not even that far away.
I know, but they're just so used to it, and it's right there. Like, for us, we're not used to it, so we'd probably go every day, you know? But
yeah.
They just, I don't know, they just never really go.
When I moved to Orlando long ago, they told me that your blood thins out.
Does it?
Yeah, your blood thins out because when I got there, it was in September. So summer was still lingering, and I went to a festival one weekend, and people were wearing like jeans and like double layered shirts and stuff, and it was hot.
What?
And I was like, what are these people doing? Like, I want to take all of my clothes. They're like, your blood thins out. And
that's so crazy.
And it really does. Just as if he were to come back up here, his blood would get thicker,
right,
to adapt to the weather.
That is so crazy. I did not even know that or think of it that way.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they're always like, it's just so cold here. And I'm like, we are in shorts and a tank top right now. Like, it is warm for us.
Don't forget cold, snowy, dreary, miserable.
Right. I do. I like our winters, though, sometimes. But just not when it's a level 3 and you have to drive in it.
Right.
No, I hate that, but I mean, I don't mind
the
it.
worst that we get in the summer is the heat and humidity.
That is true. I hate the humidity. My hair just gets all poofy. So
they get a lot of that down there. I'm sure they've told you.
Oh yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Not so much on. I'm not so familiar with the west side of the state,
mm-hmm.
but it can be like summers, like July, August, September. It's 90 and it's 100% humidity.
I just feel like it's always hot there no matter what. But then again, yeah. We're used to the cold. So whenever right. I go there, I'm like, oh, this is miserable. But
with summer stuff here, there was I didn't go to it, but I'm sure you saw pictures of it online, the TMA block party.
I did, yeah. BCAN actually covered a story on it, and it looked like so much fun, and it looked packed.
Yeah.
So I was really jealous I wasn't home for that.
It's a good time.
Is it?
I didn't go.
Oh, but you've heard.
I went the last 2 years.
Yeah. Is this its third year?
It might be longer than that, but I found out about it a couple of years ago. And last year I went, and my neighbor and I parked. And we started walking around in the line. It was a beautiful night, just like this.
Mm-hmm.
And the lines were long for the food trucks and stuff. And mm-hmm. I was like, we were really hungry. So we're like, let's go to Poco Loco.
Oh, great choice.
But there's a lot of people. And I'd have to guess from the pictures that I saw that this was the most busy year ever.
I think that's what I heard as well, too. They said it's the busiest it's ever been.
I'm wondering if they're going to have to start it earlier.
Ooh.
At like 3 and or noon.
Kind of make it all day.
Or make it a paid event. I wonder if it got too big too fast.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing, though.
No.
I mean, it does kind of stink for it to grow so quickly because then they're like, oh, no, what do we do? But that's so great that our community's coming together
right.
and, you know, celebrating the area.
Right.
So I'm really jealous I wasn't there to go.
it's got, like, everything lined up for it to be such a big success.
I know.
Obviously, the art museum.
Right.
It's free and there's a third thing, but I forgot. it's a good time. There's performances. There's
local
food trucks.
Artists. Yeah. I bet they will start charging for next year. I'm kind of surprised they don't already. So
I'm going to have to talk to some people that I know over there
right.
and see what they think.
Get the scoop.
I would, my suggestion would be when you ticket it or make people pay, they get pissed off.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do that.
Right. Because then it's like, I mean, I guess if we've had it the past couple of years, you kind of know what you're getting into. But for when you pay for an event, you don't know if it's going to be worth it. So that kind of scares people away.
Even if it was like just $3
mm-hmm.
and kids are free. But I wonder if they'll consider starting it earlier in the day. So at least that can spread everybody out. Like you can get the families in there 2 or 3 o'clock and they
mm-hmm.
can do their thing. And then you'll have an older, more, you know, drinking
mature
crowd later on.
Crowd. Yeah. No, definitely figure that out. Get the scoop
get
and let's
it.
See.
And then my friends would be like, didn't you not even come? I'd be like, yeah, but I felt like I was there. Oh, and I didn't go because there's just too many people. Like, those are
right.
my things.
No, sometimes that does. I don't want to go to events because it gets too crowded. Like,
right.
I think there was, I mean, something at Hensel, some beer fest, and I wanted to go, but I knew it was going to be packed. And I'm like, I just don't want to deal with the lines and the people
right.
and the shoving. It just, it's not fun.
When we went last year, the food trucks, and they were all like, looked like decent spots.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we've had a food truck boom since then.
Right.
I would say all the food truck, all the lines were like 8 to 10 people.
Ugh.
And they weren't being slow. People were happy
right,
to wait.
Yeah.
But we were hungry.
And it's intimidating, too, when you see it. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah, we thought we were just going to like stroll up and eat. And we're like, no, we'll go
right.
to Poco Loco.
But that's a good choice.
People, do you know anybody that went to Blues Traveler?
I do not, no.
Right, people went to that.
Yeah.
That was a busy night. Do you know who they are?
No. I was just about to ask you.
they had 2 songs, Run Around, and there was another one. They had 2 '90s songs. And
Maybe if I've heard them.
You know them.
They're
pretty familiar. When I run for mayor, not that Wade is doing a bad job, but
I'll endorse you.
I'm going to run on more pop concerts. Not less potholes, but we'll just fill them quicker.
Yeah.
You got to stop doing that. It picks up on the microphone.
Is it? Oh my God, sorry. I'm playing with this fuzzy thing.
Because the pop shows that we do get are like Blues Traveler. Mm-hmm. And then this weekend is Gin Blossoms.
I like the Prometica concerts, and I want to start going to those, but I don't know who Gin Blossom is.
Because you're too young. They were like an alt-pop band around the time when Blues Traveler was popular. Mm. Follow You Down and Till I Hear, like two, they were big songs then, but they're not like mega acts. And then, do you remember Vertical Horizon? Everything You Want? I'm everything you want.
Yes!
You're everything.
You sound just like them, too.
I'm a terrible singer. I can give you all the lyrics or the song titles and when they came out.
But are they coming too?
Yeah, they're one of the openers.
Oh, that's exciting. See, I feel like concerts, even if you don't know who they are, it's just always a good time. I mean, you're out, especially if they're outside.
Unless there's too many people.
True. Yeah, that is true.
Like all of Toledo came out for the Blues Traveler concert. Downtown was packed.
Ugh, and it's so hard to find parking downtown. That gives me such anxiety. I'm like, I will pay so much money in an Uber just if you drop me off so I don't have to worry about parking.
Right.
So sad, but...
And still, even then, the roads are slowly opening up. Like, Summit Street's open, but Monroe and Erie is
still a little messy. Yeah, I think so. By Osteria and all that.
I think they had to extend it, yeah. Mm. Question. So, with all these summer events, is there, like, one big summer event that you look forward to?
I'm excited for Jeep Fest, but that's supposed to be bigger than ever, too, this year. And I actually just got a Jeep, so I wanted to be in the parade, but I heard there's like an insane amount of Jeeps that are all going to be in it. And
How does that work?
I don't know.
If you have a Jeep, you can be in it?
Yeah. Anybody that has a Jeep, that can be in it. So if you had one, you could totally be in it. But they're starting the parade lineup at like 7 a.m. to get everybody organized because there's so many. And I'm like, I just don't want to spend my whole day. I mean, it'd be fun being in a parade, but...
Start your own. Go to your own.
Oh my God, I will. Maybe in Sylvania. I'll be like, for everyone that doesn't want to be the downtown one, come to Sylvania.
Exactly. You want to go down Main Street?
Yeah, perfect. Do you want to be like, isn't there a parade master? Isn't there somebody that leads it?
I don't have a Jeep.
Maybe we can rent one out for the day for you.
Can I borrow your Jeep?
please.
I didn't do Jeep. Is this Jeep Fest third year or second?
I think it's the second. I feel like it started last year. I don't know, though. But I'm pretty sure
it's
beginning of August.
Sounds right.
Yeah. And then I think Hensville is having a huge party. And they're having like a dueling pianos thing. That looks pretty cool.
That's not something we've had here.
Mm-mm, no. And I think that looks awesome. And I want to go to it. But
I think the Lewis County Fair is this week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't been to one of those in years. How about you?
I don't think so.
Do you like fairs?
I like... Carnivals.
Carnivals?
I'll do the pop-up carnivals.
What's the... Aren't those
unsafe?
Shady?
Probably.
I was going to say, aren't those like worse than county fairs? I just like going for the fair food. Like the fair lemonades. Right. Oh my gosh. Amazing.
It's when I'll break down and get funnel cake.
Oh, yes. Or like deep fried Snickers or Oreos. Yeah. It's just truly like a heart attack. You're walking in to get diabetes, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's okay.
I'm good with that.
Me too.
I'm good with that.
You only live once.
They have like the fries, like fried this, fried that.
Yes.
Can I have like French fried fries?
Ugh.
Marathon is this week.
Yes, I'll be working it. I'll be there.
What are you doing?
Oh, just tons of stuff for social media. So anything you see on BCSN's account.
Okay. I thought you meant like I know they have a lot of volunteers.
Oh no. I mean, I would love to volunteer, but I'm gonna be there working.
So you're gonna go out there. When do you go?
I go out, I think either I might go out Wednesday for the Pro-Am, but for sure on Thursday through Sunday I'll be out just all day out on the golf course. So it's a lot of fun. I worked it last year and it's just cool to be out of the office and be in the golf course and talk to all the players and the volunteers, and a lot of people have cool stories, so I'm interested.
Are you there from like 6 a.m. till...
No, thank goodness. No, I'll be going in around like 12:30 or 1 every day and then just until it ends.
Okay.
So I think it ends around 6, just whenever they get done golfing. So. Okay. Yeah, it's fun. I'm excited.
I had to go out to Centennial Terrace to help the cluster here with a concert that was out there. And I'm so glad that I can work the hours when I do as opposed to going to a concert there, because it's one road in there, right?
Yes.
Centennial.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's a couple of lights and a roundabout, which people probably get stuck in.
Yeah, those are hard though. I don't blame them. I get nervous when I go through them. So
the roundabouts.
Mm-hmm. Do they not scare you?
Nope.
Really? Well, I think I get more scared because people don't know how to use them, so I don't know if they're ever going to just shoot right in, and I don't know.
You know, were you taught, like, to drive defensively? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I don't think so, though.
You've heard it?
Does that mean, like, drive like somebody's going to hit me,
kind
basically?
Of,
always
yeah,
have that like awareness? Always be,
yeah, I do the opposite.
Oh, God.
Because I expect people to hesitate, so I'll just, like, go.
Right.
So, oh, God. What other summer stuff? Are you, like, German American Festival?
You know, I used to do that, but then again, it got so packed. And I'm old now, so I feel like I want to go during the day when there's not a lot of people there. And my grandparents live out in Oregon, and so it's always fun to go out there. Because I grew up kind of, like, where the German American Festival went. My grandparents belong there, so I love going there and everything. But yeah, it just gets too crowded.
And it's muddy, right?
Yeah, it gets all gross. Oh my gosh, I remember going at night and just my sandals were ruined because it's all just people spilling beer and doing God knows
fights.
Well. Yes,
like
tons
it's
of fights.
Everything.
Yeah, it's just, and it's kind of far for an Uber or like driving there, so you gotta get.
They do all kinds of shuttles.
Oh my gosh, you're right. They do. I've never done it though, because I'm just nervous. All those people on a bus. What if somebody throws up and then you're stuck? Ugh. I don't know.
There'll be good stories. Maybe
there would be.
But in all my years having lived here, the way people have talked, I've never been, and I don't want to.
You haven't?
And I don't want to go. It's just too wild for me.
You're not missing out. I have to tell you that. Like once you do it. I don't know. Maybe it's kind of like Vegas. I feel like people say once you go once, you don't have to ever go again because you've experienced it. It's kind of like that, but probably not as fun as Vegas.
Right. And muddier.
Yeah, I'm way muddier.
And muddier. And people probably aren't as good looking.
Ew, yeah, for sure.
And that is
enough. But I don't know,
the
after the alcohol, they might.
Oh, God. I prefer the other gaff, the Greek American Festival, which I think is a week after Labor Day.
Okay.
Have you been to that?
I don't think so.
It's at the Greek Orthodox Church on Cherry and Summit.
So is that as crowded?
No. Or? Much smaller.
Oh my gosh. Maybe I'll try that out then.
Much. And I think, I feel like almost some people forget about it because, again, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's after Labor Day.
Right.
And I think a lot of people consider the gaff, which I think is like the third week of August.
Kind of like the last hurrah for summer.
Yes. Mm. And you know what? It's usually now the same weekend as Toledo Pride.
Oh, yeah, that's just so much going on all at once. I do like Toledo Pride, though. That's a lot of fun.
I do Pride because Philip takes care of us and stuff, and we can do backstage things.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Pride's a lot of fun.
There is have you ever been to the Love Wall? Downtown Adams?
I have, yeah.
Love Fest is this weekend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's a lot going on.
There is. That's so cool. I'm going to have to check out Love Fest. So what do you do during Love Fest? Like,
they have bands. Mm-hmm. They have food trucks. And I think this is the third year. The first year I had gone was the year of the Orlando nightclub shooting.
Oh.
And it was this Love Fest was shortly after that. Mm-hmm. So it had a big crowd.
Yeah.
Last year was a big crowd. I think it's the third year. It might be more than that, but I'm not sure. But it's just another block party.
That's awesome. No, I love any type of party or anything bringing the community together. I'll have to check that out. That sounds fun.
Like And I'm glad, I'm happy where it is right now, but maybe in like 2 or 3 years I'll stop going because it'll be too crowded.
That's Zombie Crawl's the same way too.
Yeah!
Oh,
no
I hate
way.
It. I hate it.
But you go, right?
I have the last couple of years, but this year I probably won't go because it was so overwhelming and way too crowded. And again, fights in the streets and it's just, I don't want to be caught in the middle of something like a fight or something would break out. And I don't know, I just want to stay away from that.
The fights don't even, it's just the masses, like the more people are, the stupider things can get. And I'm not even talking about fights, just like dumb things I don't want to be around.
No, I totally agree. But the nice thing is though, the weekend that the zombie crawl is, everybody's in uptown, that downtown or warehouse district.
True.
No one's there.
True.
So
good
that's
point.
Wonderful. So
good
we can
point.
Just go down there and hang out and eat and drink.
Yeah, but some people spilled over last year. But you're right. You're right. It does suck a lot of people out of downtown.
I mean, it's fun and it's cool and it does bring everyone together. So I like that. But then it's too crowded. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Is that real blood or is that makeup?
Right. See, we don't know. What if somebody
blood?
Did get hit? And
I just got stabbed. Yeah. Somebody cracked a bottle over my head.
We would never know.
What else besides the Bieber stuff is being discussed in your little Facebook gossip group?
Well, this is just floating around Facebook, and it's not really gossip, but Starbucks and McDonald's are removing plastic straws.
I saw the Starbucks one.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
There is a war on straws.
Oh my! So I can see some people are very for the straws, and so other people are very against it. What's your stance?
I guess they're really bad for the environment.
They are. Save the sea turtles. Do you not care?
I'm all for animals, but I feel like there are other wars that we could probably take up.
Right.
And maybe those aren't battles that we're going to win. So it's like, let's go against the defenseless straws.
Well,
I don't care.
I feel like the first thing we need to do are like when you buy beer or pop, those little plastic things that are around, I feel like those are more harmful.
The lids?
Not the lids, but you know, when you buy like a six pack of beer and
that
plastic, I don't know if it has a name, but that thing that goes around there, I feel like those are more harmful than straws, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's definitely a war against straws, but you're right. There are other plastics that probably deserve more of a beating. I guess straws are low-hanging fruit. It's easy to punch on them. I did read that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Starbucks is going to have like sippy cups.
Yes, and I do love them. I've had them before. I don't know if they were, I thought it was just the drink I was ordering, but maybe they were already implementing the change, and it came on my iced coffee, and I was obsessed with it. And I brought it into work, and everyone's like, what is that cup? And I loved it, so I'm really excited about the change, but, I mean, I do love straws, too.
I don't need a straw.
Yeah.
And when I do, since Starbucks is the one doing this, I don't ever get, the only gripe I ever have with Starbucks is if I go through the drive-thru, and I usually just get black coffee with something else in there, like sugar-free vanilla.
Okay, good.
There's a little flavor.
Okay, good. I was gonna be like, how do you drink that?
I need the stopper, so that it doesn't spill.
Oh, that's such a good point. But those are probably killing a bunch of sea turtles out there. We're just selfish.
But would you? I'd rather have a dead sea turtle than have that thing splash into my lap while I'm driving.
Oh my god!
And you know I'm right.
I know, and I don't want to admit that. But you're so true, because nothing's worse when you're driving or walking up to work and the hot coffee spills all over you, and I get so mad.
It's worse when you're driving.
Yes, you get all over your car, and
McDonald's is going to get rid of the straws, too?
Yeah, I heard they're implementing that as well, and by 2020, they want to get rid of it. So, I mean, we'll see. I guess they're going to implement paper straws, which are gross because they just kind of get mushy. And then I hear other people are using metal straws, which is interesting, but
reusable ones?
Yeah, or reusable straws, but I'm scared of the metal ones because I don't want to chip a tooth. And I chew on my straws, and that would hurt, so I couldn't do that. But
I think for the time being, Starbucks, if you ask, will give you one. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, but metal straws. That makes sense for restaurants.
Isn't that kind of scary, though? Like, those, you could hurt people with that, too.
I don't know. I gotta give. I've never of all. Look, I care about the planet. I mean, I don't care so much. We're about 100 years because we're not gonna be here.
But your future children and grandchildren might be here.
They're on their own.
Sorry, you're SOL.
Right. We might not make it another 20 years.
That is so true.
I don't know. Like, if the meteor hits, it would probably do far more good than harm.
Right.
But straws just isn't on my radar.
Maybe on Amazon Prime Day, they will have
a different
alternative. Or maybe you can just get different types of reusable straws. Doesn't have to be metal.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you can test them out, see.
I'm not even a big straw person. What do I use straws for?
I do love straws. I feel like your drink tastes better drinking out of a straw.
I know you get drunker faster, right?
Do you?
I
don't know.
I'm almost certain when you drink something through a straw, and it might only be, beer, something with...
Beer out of a straw?
But I think it has something to do with your oxygen intake and the alcohol. And there's something, look it up.
Oh my gosh.
Something with a straw, you get drunker faster.
Now we really can't get rid of straws.
Exactly. Or just make stronger alcohol. How about alcoholic straws?
Oh, there you go. You're onto something.
Anything else that was on the Facebook page of gossip?
Nothing really. It was just mainly Bieber and Hailey Baldwin.
Was it last thing? Was there any talk? Because I guess this was the second year that Taylor didn't do her party.
Yes.
She's with her boyfriend.
She is. And I feel like she's better off and she's super private with this boyfriend. Mm-hmm. But they were spotted out, I want to say.
Turks and Caicos.
Oh, see, you know more than I do. And you're not a Swiftie. Look at you.
I've taken so much useless bullshit information. But this was legitimately on my radar.
I was so bummed because I was in Columbus this weekend for a wedding and she was performing in Columbus. I was in the same city as her and I didn't even get to see her.
What was she doing? Was it a tour stop?
Yeah, it was a tour stop. And I was devastated. She's going to be in Cleveland next weekend. So I was like, I might have to go get some last minute tickets.
How many times have you seen her?
Zero. None.
I've
never seen her.
Too expensive?
Well, I don't know. I guess she's just never really been... Not like she's not on my radar, but I've never just wanted to go see her in concert. But this year, her shows are amazing. And this year I heard it's outstanding. So I was like, I need to go. But tickets are like, I have to give up my firstborn to go. But she's worth it.
150?
No.
200?
It's like how much would I pay or...
I guess,
how much are they?
How much are they? What have you come across so far?
Oh my gosh. Tickets are like 300 something. So I wouldn't pay more than 150, maybe 200, and that's my limit.
And they're not on Groupon for Taylor Swift.
No, probably not. Sorry. She's too high end to do that.
Wait till there's the.
I should wait like till the day before or the day of in the morning and just get last minute tickets. Hopefully they'll be on sale, but I don't know.
No, I was gonna say wait till the Taylor Swift like apology tour when she's 54.
And she
comes to Toledo then.
I'll just take my kids to go see her. I'll be like, kids, she was so popular back in the day.
Yep, yep. She's the shake it off girl.
Oh, and they'll be like, Mom, why are we watching her?
Exactly. Wait, last thing. I mentioned to you the car wash.
Yes.
I see Jody posting about it. What is that?
Yes, so Buckeye Broadband, along with BCAN and BCSN, we're not hosting, but Espresso Car Wash, if you stop by on July 20th, they will donate $1 from each car wash to help Lucas County Children's Services.
Which car wash?
Any Espresso Car Wash in Northwest Ohio, which is awesome. And it's only on July 20th.
Okay.
But in the meantime, you know, let's just say you're not going to be in town that day, you can drop off school supplies and backpacks to, let me see, Citizens National Bank and Directions Credit Union for the kids that need school supplies. So it's an awesome event. But
good stuff. Yeah, I think Jody's working hard on that.
She is. She's kicking butt on that. So
that's her thing.
Yeah, she does awesome.
All right, so you have to look up Taylor Swift ticket prices, Stephen Baldwin behavior, anything else?
I have to go to IKEA.
IKEA.
I have to convince my boyfriend to take me to IKEA. I have things we don't need.
What do you mean? he's got to take you. No, you take him.
I'll be like, and we're just going to run to Kroger, lock him in the car, and be like, we're going to Ann Arbor.
Take this Valium.
Yes.
IKEA, and then go over to Trader Joe's, maybe Whole Foods, and then come back down.
Yes, that sounds like the perfect day.
There you go.
Cool.
All right, have fun at the marathon.
Thank you.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating, and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.